Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come on! Now, let's test your trivia knowledge. This is the Supreme Intergalactic Trivia Championship on Midday with JB and Wicked on 98.1 KMBZ.
You know how this works. You call us 576-7798. We get you up. We run through six trivia questions, you versus Jamie. You buzz in by saying your name. Jamie, write it down.
I did.
She did.
I did. Every week. I think it's important to play by the rules.
When you buzz in, I'll stop reading the question, and you can answer the question. If you don't know the answer, then I will let the other person hear the entire question. Best out of six wins. We have no prizes on the line. You do not win anything other than bragging rights. And we have a scoreboard in the studio. 576-7798. Let's go to Jim in Fairfax. Jim, are you ready to play?
You bet.
Do you understand how the game works?
I do.
All right. Buzz in by saying your name. Standard Trivial Pursuit card. Geography is the first category. In which country would you find the monuments The Big Fiddle, The World's Largest Axe, and The World's Largest Lobster? Go ahead, Jamie.
The United States.
Incorrect. That was my first guess, too. Mm-hmm. Jim, do you want to take a guess?
You bet. Canada.
That is correct. Well done. That is correct. Question number two. This is arts. This is entertainment, TV and movies. Which Law & Order Special Victims Unit actor first gained attention as a successful, though controversial, rapper?
Jamie.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Ice-T.
That is correct. Well done.
Good job, Jamie.
Thank you. 1-1.
History. Which historic event celebrated its 25... I'm sorry. Let me start over. Which historic event celebrated its 2500th anniversary in 2011, complete with reenactors from around the world portraying Greeks and Persians? Which historic event celebrated its 2500th anniversary in 2011... complete with reenactors from around the world portraying Greeks and Persians. Go ahead, Jim.
The Persian War.
That is incorrect. Jamie?
The Greek War?
Incorrect.
No idea.
The Battle of Marathon. The
Never
Battle
was
of
gonna think
Marathon.
Of that.
That may have been in one of those wars, if those are real.
I don't really know my Persian history, you know? Well,
man up, Jamie. Step
don't
to game.
I don't really know my Greek history.
I know about Persian Rug.
Let's see here. This is literature. Who wrote the autobiography of Alice B. Toklas? Go ahead, Jamie.
Autobiography? Mm. Alice B. Toklas, whatever name you were going to say.
Incorrect.
An autobiography is written by the person.
Jim, I'll read it in its entirety. It actually says these words, okay? Who wrote the autobiography of Alice B. Toklas? And no... it wasn't Alice B. Toklas.
It's not an autobiography if it's not written by the person that it's about. By definition, that is an autobiography.
Jim, the floor is yours.
Mark Twain.
Incorrect. Gertrude Stein.
So I assume that is the same person. I assume that those are two names for the same person.
It's a memoir of their Paris years together at her famed salon. Okay. At 27 Rue d'Iffelis, something French.
Okay, because it would have to involve the person it's about. Otherwise, you have to call it a biography, not an autobiography.
Please don't challenge Trivial Pursuit.
I am. Dumb question.
Here we go. Green, science and nature. What is the name of the neon glow emitted by an organism beneath the ocean's surface similar to that of a firefly? What is the name of the neon glow emitted by an organism beneath the ocean's surface similar to that of a firefly?
Neon plankton.
Go ahead, Jim.
Neon plankton.
Incorrect.
And you said this answer before your name.
I get he got, it's all right.
No, it's not
it's
okay.
It's all right.
See, Wicket, you create these rules and then you don't stick
he,
to them.
He buzzed. You were not.
You don't care.
The purpose of the buzz of the name
the
is the buzzing in. He didn't cheat because you weren't going to.
Don't care about the rules. But no, I have no idea what it is.
The answer is let me try to sound this one out. Bioluminescence.
Okay.
All right. Well,
that actually makes perfect sense that that's what it's called, but.
Final question. Tied at one. A real grudge match here. Which three-letter acronym refers to video games that have many thousands of people playing together in virtual online worlds? Which three-letter acronym refers to video games that have many thousands of people playing together in virtual online worlds?
Don't do video games.
I don't think either of you do video games.
I don't have the leg up on you here, buddy.
Going once. We're going to have a tie.
No idea.
Going twice. MMO, massively multiplayer online. Our gamer listeners knew that one, probably.
No one's texting to tell me they got it. No. So, by the way, someone thinks that this is the hardest trivia quiz game ever. This is just the basic one.
This is basic Trivial Pursuit. Yeah. I was fine with 90s pop culture.
I thought that was dumb.
And Jamie didn't like it.
No, because I thought that's too specific. Not everybody knows pop culture. And so this at least goes across the board.
Our scores were up.
It's fine. I think this is more interesting.
We got much better scores.
This is more fun.
To just sit here in silence?
To listen, we're learning things.
What did you learn in that last card?
I learned bioluminescence. I did not know what that was. I learned now what MMO is.
All right, let's run through these. Brian is in Sedalia. You ready to go, Brian?
Yeah.
We had a tie last time. Question number one, which of the following cities is the furthest south? New York City, London, or Paris?
Jamie.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Paris.
Incorrect.
Oh, well, whatever.
Brian, which of the following cities is the furthest south? New York City, London,
really?
Or Paris?
What did she guess? I'm sorry. I was dropping my kid off.
Jamie will get mad if I do anything to help Kansas City. I like helping the city.
Especially because it's multiple choice.
New York City.
You are correct. Well done.
Paris is... New York City is further south than Paris?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which FX show takes place in a California town called Charming, which isn't a fairy tale?
Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
Sons of Anarchy.
Correct. Coming in.
That's specific.
Question number three, history. Which airline began the first transatlantic passenger service in 1939? Which airline began the first transatlantic passenger service in 1939?
Jamie.
Go ahead, Jamie.
British Airways.
Incorrect. Brian?
I want to say Indian, something related to Indians, but Mohawk? I don't know.
Incorrect. It is Pan Am.
Oh, yeah.
Pan Am.
Duh.
This is literature. Which popular fruit's name comes from the Arabic word for finger? Which popular fruit's name comes from the Arabic word for finger?
Jamie.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Banana?
That is correct.
Yeah.
All right.
What I was gonna guess.
2-1 with two to go. Science and nature. Got to get to news here. Which small aquatic animal is able to withstand the vacuum of space and generally makes its living sucking the juices out of plants?
Jamie.
Go ahead.
Algae?
Incorrect. Which small aquatic animal is able to withstand the vacuum of space and generally makes its living sucking the juices out of plants?
Is there a sucker fish?
That is incorrect. It's either tardigrade or water bear. I had nothing.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
All right, final question for the tie or for the win. What was the first toy to be advertised on television back in 1952?
Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
Mr. Potato Head?
That is correct.
Wow.
Well done, Brian. A well-earned victory.
Good job.
I'm surprised. Thank you.
Hey, great job. All while dropping his kid off.
And we learned a lot today. We got a lot of new knowledge today, which is what this is really about.
Now, let's test your trivia knowledge. This is the Supreme Intergalactic Trivia Championship on Midday with Jamie and Wicket on 98.1 KMBZ.
So the board says that Matt, who is going to play, is, quote, pretty darn good at trivia. Chris, did he tell us that? Is that what he said?
That's what he told me.
All right. Well.
Wow.
Jamie's going to start reading. We got six questions on a Trivial Pursuit card. Jamie's going to start reading. You buzz in by saying your name. Jamie will stop reading the question. Whoever buzzes in, answer. If you get it wrong, Jamie will read the question in its entirety.
And if you don't win, Matt, you're going to look like a dummy.
Matt, you're pretty darn good at trivia.
That's what was said about me by me.
Oh. Well, if anybody's going to know you, it will likely be you. All right, well, you understand the rules. You have to buzz in by saying your name there, Matt.
Ready to go.
All right.
All right, question number one, geography. If it is 3 p.m. Standard Time in Mystic, Connecticut, what time is it in Juneau, Alaska?
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
6 p.m.
You are incorrect.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sure. If it's 3 p.m. Standard Time in Mystic, Connecticut, what time is it in Juneau, Alaska?
Is it 9 a.m.?
Matt went the wrong way. You are incorrect, but at least you had the right direction.
Yeah.
11 a.m.
11 a.m.
All right. Next category.
Next.
Entertainment. Who is the first actress to win 3 Emmys for 3 different comedy series in 1996, 2006, and 2012?
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
Betty White.
Say it again.
Betty White.
You are incorrect.
I'm going to go with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
You would be correct.
Bam. Seinfeld, Veep, and Saturday Night Live.
Seinfeld, The New Adventures of Old Christine.
The New Adventures of Old Christine.
And Veep.
Okay. All right.
All right. Next category, history. What do the initials B, C, E stand for, written after
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
Before Common Era.
You are correct.
Man, well done, Matt.
He knew it, too.
I thought Matt was blowing smoke.
All right. Literature. What type of poem has 14 lines and follows a formal rhyme scheme? What type of poem has 14 lines and follows a formal rhyme scheme? Anybody?
I don't.
Three?
No. I got nothing for
two,
this.
Matt?
Got nothing.
Wicked. Iambic pentameter. I have no idea.
Sonnet. No, you're
incorrect. No, I have no idea.
All right. This is science. What is the dense uppermost layer of leaves of a rainforest called?
Matt. What?
Go ahead, Matt.
Canopy?
You are correct.
Wow, Matt, well done.
He's got you 2-1 so far.
Good job.
One question left.
Was that Canopy? Was that what that
Canopy,
was?
That's what
Canopy,
said, yeah.
Wow, it's pretty darn good there, Matt.
Sports and leisure. What sport is played in the Davis Cup team tournament?
Wicket.
Go ahead, Wicket.
Tennis.
You are correct. That would be a tie.
Tie. We will take it. Matt, it's like kissing your sister.
I'm honored to tie with you, sir.
I am honored to tie with you, my friend. You have yourself a good one. I got real worried when he got Canopy. I got very, very worried.
All right.
I'll take a tie on that. We got time for Jeremy?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Jeremy's in Olathe.
Shoot,
Jeremy, you ready?
We got plenty of time. We got all the time in the world.
It's just Dana and Parks.
3 minutes, no problem.
I am not a good trivia player at all, so I have nothing to stand on here.
Setting the bar.
Oh, my. He's playing possum. This is Alex Trebek's kid, I'm sure.
First category is geography. Stellenbosch is a mountainous wine region in which country?
Wicked.
This is a wine I really like, yes?
Germany.
You are incorrect.
Okay.
Jeremy, do you have a guess?
Let's go Switzerland.
You are incorrect. South Africa.
Oh, we were not even on the right continent.
One of the only whites I drank comes out of Stellenbosch. Next category. I guess this is entertainment. Yeah. In Star Trek, the Scotsman Montgomery Scotty Scott holds which position on the Starship Enterprise?
Jeremy.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Missionary.
Say it again.
Missionary.
You are incorrect. What's it?
Visionary?
Chief engineer.
Yeah, I had nothing. I was literally thinking Jeremy was just close.
This is history.
Okay.
What 1946 Jimmy Stewart holiday movie did the FBI suspect of promoting
Wicked.
Communism?
It's a Wonderful Life.
You are correct.
Bam.
All right.
I'll take
1-0. Zero.
That was pushing communism? Huh.
Yes, promoting communism.
Huh.
This would be literature. In the Gabriel Garcia Marquez novel, how many years of solitude are there in the title?
Jeremy.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
7.
You are incorrect.
8.
100.
Jeremy, is that a total shot in the dark?
100 years of solitude is what it's called.
Okay.
Two questions to go.
All
Next
right.
one is science. The New Horizons space probe took the first detailed photos of which celestial body in 2015? The New Horizons space probe took the first detailed photos of which celestial body in 2015?
Jeremy.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Let's go with Jupiter.
Incorrect.
Wicket, Pluto?
You are correct.
A total guess, but I will take it, Jeremy.
One question left. You can't win it, but we'll see who gets this one.
All right.
This is sports and leisure, which I think is funny. What is a mix of a miniature schnauzer and a poodle called?
Jeremy.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Schnauzer poo?
Incorrect.
A miniature schnauzer and a poodle?
Yes.
A schnoodle.
Yes, you are correct. He got you, man.
Jeremy, thank you, man.
3-0.
Have yourself a good one. Take a win and a tie.
Those were easier questions. Those questions were more fun that time.
They were easier. It's always,
I think they were easier.
It's always how it goes.
They were just more fun. No, I don't mind if the questions are hard because, again, I like to learn things. So it's okay with me if
did
I don't win.
Did you not learn anything during the two rounds there that I just played?
Yeah, I just said I like to learn things. So, yeah, I didn't know what a schnoodle was. I didn't know,
I didn't know what else what a was schnoodle on here. Was.
I don't know. I didn't know some of the other stuff on here.
Schnoodle. Great word.
All right. That was a good time.
Fantastic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.